This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We're talking today about an issue that affects a lot of places in the world, but this particular organization that we are addressing today helps with the human trafficking going on the continent of Africa, and specifically Uganda. We're going to hear from a woman today based in the Lancaster area of Pennsylvania, but she works with the founder of Lupins Africa, and they're helping young girls dealing with the situation. Find out how you can get involved as we learn more about Lupins Africa. We'll hear about that name, too, and where that came from. We want to thank Kristen Dean for joining us on the program today to talk about the U.S. side of this operation.
So I've known Doreen Nambuya, who is one that started the organization in Uganda, for many years. And I knew her when she worked at a different organization that did the same thing. She wanted to make it more Christ-centered and more focused on the direct needs, because it was an American organization that was sort of trying to make her have decisions that weren't directly related to Uganda. So in 2021, she formed Lupins in Uganda. And it's a very thriving, unfortunately, ministry, because there's so many needs to help these young girls. But she was really struggling with having the finances to do anything, because it was really difficult to get the money over there anyway. Because she was only incorporated in Uganda. So she asked me if I would incorporate it. And I said, well, I don't know how to do that. And she said, well, but I think you can. And I was like, oh my goodness. So about almost exactly a year ago, I agreed to incorporate the organization or attempt. And I started the process. It was a struggle, but I knew God wanted me to do it. And I was so happy that in June of this year, we were officially accepted as a 501c3. So everything is in place and well established here now. So basically, I run everything on the United States side, and everything that has to do with social media, anything that's not directly related to working with the girls, I do, because there's just not a lot of people that are going to do it for free. So doing it here and all the stuff on the United States side, and she is running a lot of it there. She's actually not taking a paycheck. Doreen is not taking a paycheck because we don't have the funds right now to pay her, but she does pay the other people on her staff.
Now, as far as the name, that's my other question. What does that mean?
Kind of a funny story. It actually is a flower, but, you know, we spell it L-U-P-I-N-E, but she spelled it without an E, and so it's actually a flower that means new life, so like a rebirth, so it's kind of neat, and she picked it because she just liked the flower. But the funny thing is, because it's spelled differently, it was a lot easier to get all the online information, all the website stuff, so I just kept it the same spelling.
Now, the organization itself, what does she do? Is she running a facility? Is she running more of an operation to, you know, just kind of give me an idea of what all is involved on the Africa side of it?
So what's so amazing is that she's doing all of those things. She works with the local law enforcement and the local health officials, and they will say, we have a young girl, and they will refer her to Doreen, and Doreen will go pick her up, oftentimes, unfortunately, in jail. They will put them in jail, which is crazy, and she has to get them right away because it's not safe for them at all. And then she brings them to the shelter, to the home, where we can house up to 22 girls at a time. And there they have a full-time mom there that protects them, takes care of them, all their needs, and then a full-time security guard. And those are paid positions in Uganda. And so they will make sure the girls are safe. And then if they need medical care, you know, we'll send them for medical care. We'll get an idea of like what is already in place as far as legal representation, if they already have the means to be pursuing this case, they will let them pursue it. But if they know that justice will not occur without our intervention, we will pay for a lawyer and fight the case. But the main thing is to protect the girls, for them to heal. They have a counselor, a Christian counselor that comes in to help them. She'll even sometimes like stay in the room while they are in bed at night, just to make sure they're not like yelling and dreaming and like, you know, fighting out at night. And she wants to make sure they feel safe. And so they do that. And then when they begin to heal, and the big focus of the healing process is obviously biblical, but specifically forgiveness. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons that girls heal so quickly, is the focus is forgiveness and just the freeing, that how freeing that is for them. And obviously that would directly correlate with the forgiveness of Christ to us. So it's just a great way of approaching this kind of hard situation. And then when she feels that they are in a place where they can start to thrive, we actually allow them, we will provide the resources for them to go to school. Uganda is different. You have to pay at least for the books and the uniforms and everything, even just in the day school. But a lot of them, when we feel like they are going to thrive, we put them in a private school. They call it boarding school, but it's basically a private school and they live there. It's three semesters each year, and then they go home for a few weeks, or if they're not safe at home, they'll go back to the shelter during their break. And then they do training at the shelter, just how to, you know, whatever is practical for each girl that she needs. And they will also provide, of course, preventative training. And then we're also in the process of thinking about how to, if they're really talented in certain areas, to say, send them to nursing school or send them to be a lawyer. And then what we're going to do with that is have them give back to the shelter for a time as a nurse or as a lawyer, to give back for what they've been given and to help the shelter as well, to help Lupins as well. So I actually am amazed how she can do all that, because we don't have a big budget, but that is what she does. And currently we have 36 girls in some type of school. 18 of them are actually in the boarding school. So it's quite amazing.
Is the trafficking problem especially bad in Uganda, or is this just happens to be the area that she's tackling, and it's like this everywhere in other countries there? Or, you know, what's that situation?
So I think it's bad in most African countries because they don't value women, and they definitely don't value children the way that some countries do. So I think that it's just it's a general problem. And Doreen is focused in Uganda because that's where she's from. That's where she was born, and that's where she wants to give back. And so because she's seen the impact there, that's where she's focusing, though she does want to expand to other countries. And as big as the Lord desires, she'll go and fight. So it just will, she just wants to start. And she actually would like to, right now we only focus on females because of the fact that we only have one home and we can't put them together, obviously. So she knows that it's a problem with little boys too, but she just doesn't have the means right now. So that is another long-term goal, is to start to provide for young boys as well, the protection that we give these young girls.
Now, is awareness of this increasing, or, you know, things like this get the word out, or how, you know, give me some idea of how you're making people hear about this.
You know, honestly, that's the biggest challenge. And I think that that's why it was a God thing, that God provided this opportunity for us to tell, because I think getting the word out is difficult because you have your friends and you have the people that are around you, but the venues for just expanding this, the reach are can be challenging because you really have to be in that field to understand how to do it well. And so when you're focusing in nonprofits, sometimes the nonprofits do struggle to really, because I believe that when people hear about it, they want to help, especially because I know this ministry is doing incredible things. I know these girls are coming to know the Lord as their Savior. They are healing. They are becoming the redemption story. And I know people will want to support it, but it's just that challenge of how do you get that message out to people? And so that is one of the probably biggest barriers I've had personally, is that I know I can do the work. I just don't know how to get the word out to everyone. You know the need, and you know that you need the finances for these girls to thrive, but you just have no idea how they're going to come. And then God's just like, I have it. You know I have it. But here, let me give you an example. So it's just really encouraging when that happens.
What can people do if they'd like to learn more or help out?
So I would say if you want to know more about our ministry, you can go to the website. It is Lupins, Lupins, Africa, AFRICA.org. And then you can donate through there. I would say our biggest needs financially right now are, I would like to increase our monthly giving by a total of $2,000 a month total. And I think that would really help to ensure that the ministry is more sustainable. Like, I can get a better idea of how we can grow from there. When you donate, it's a really easy process if you decide you wanted to do monthly, because you just basically click a button. It's the only difference between a one-time gift and the monthly is you just check a box that says monthly. So it's pretty simple. It's a good setup there. And the other need we are going to have in the future, near future, is that we have the opportunity to purchase a property that just occurred, that would allow the girls to have, it would have a home on it. It would have a room for an office, it would have land so that they could garden. And it would also provide more like financial freedom, because we would be able to pay it off. Now, the challenge with that is it's $42,000. So we're going to start doing a campaign to do that. So if somebody didn't want to monthly support or give just in general, they could also give to that property fund on the website. They also can sign up for updates at the very bottom. And that will allow them to get maybe once a month or maybe twice a month updates about, sometimes I give more personal information because I don't want the other stuff just out wherever somebody can see it. So I might give a more personal update about a prayer request for a girl or what's going on in courts and different things like that.
And we want to thank you for joining us on the program today, Kristen Dean with Lupins Africa. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in as well. One more time, that website, if you'd like to learn more, Lupins, Lupins, Africa.org. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.